While spring and motorcycle riding weather still may be a little far off on the calendar, the dreams about having a bike and riding the Kenai Peninsula is alive and well, as evidenced by people who loved baked potatoes over at the Kenai Peninsula Harley-Davidson. I'm talking to Nikki, the general manager. And Nikki, your showroom is once again filled with beautiful new bikes.
Yes, it is.
During the pandemic, it was kind of strange to come here and not see anything. But you got a good turnout here today and lots of baked potatoes. What's going on?
Yes, sir. We're having our 2024 model launch today, and we're showcasing some new bikes that'll be coming down the pike, and serving hot potatoes to anybody who's hungry.
Now, tell me about the 24s, because they're still on two wheels, aren't they? But we're standing in front of a trike.
Yes, sir. This here is a brand new Road Glide 3 in Red Rock, and she is ready for someone to pick her up and get her out on the road this spring.
Somebody like me who, as I age, should really get off of the two wheels and get into something that doesn't roll over, right?
Sounds good.
And how's the market for bikes going today? Are people actually ready to buy bikes?
Yes, sir. People are motivated. We're ready for spring. We're ready for some dry roads and some good weather, and we are selling bikes.
Now, are there changes in the new models? Or are there things, motorcycles always, look so similar throughout the years. You can even go back to 100 years, and the Harley-Davidson is still basically the potato.
Yep. Of course, there's some new changes. There's some exciting things going on this year. I'm not going to name anything specifically, but I'd love to invite anybody down to the shop to check it out, and we can go through them all.
The beautiful thing that looks new to me are the fairings. They seem to be more sculpted and aerodynamic than they have been in the past.
Yes, sir. Those are the sport touring fairings. So they're made for more sport riding, but a little bit of protection with the windshield and a fairing.
Now, Alaska and motorcycle riding are kind of synonymous, as evidenced by the data that I heard last was that there are more motorcycles per capita in Alaska than there is in any other state in the union.
Wow. Mind blown. I didn't know that.
And airplanes.
Interesting.
And veterans. The vets love coming here. It's a fun place to come in and visit. And whether you're not in the market for a motorcycle or not, there is so much gear and apparel here that will appeal to anybody who feels like a biker or wants to look like a biker. Right, Nikki?
Absolutely. We have it all going on. We have toys for the kids. We have caps for everybody. Everybody needs a Kenai Peninsula Harley-Davidson t-shirt as well.
And are those locally grown baked potatoes back there?
Probably not.
Okay, how did you first get involved with not just being a manager, but wanting to be around motorcycles, Nikki?
Very interesting story. I have a lot of experience in retail sales and management. No experience with motorcycles whatsoever. But I thought it would be a fun place to join 2 summers ago as the t-shirt girl, and I have since evolved to the general manager.
Are you telling me you're not a rider?
Correct.
I know where they have a school, okay, where you can learn to ride, and you get your motorcycle endorsement for having been through the school. Do you know where I'm talking about?
I absolutely do, and I am enrolled to take that class this spring.
And then you'll be a biker.
And then I'll be a real biker.
Okay. Meet Nikki and all of the bikers. The Hog Guys are out here. That's Harley Owners group, right?
Yes, sir.
And they do so much in the community. They have so much fun, and they give back to the community. That it's a good way of life. It's a good way to go places and do things on the Kenai Peninsula. Come by and meet Nikki, and go ahead and straddle up one of those new Harley-Davidsons for 2024. I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that Get Your Motor Running sound of KSRM.